You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
John Setka is the Secretary of the CFMEU and he joins you this morning to talk about vaccination being made compulsory in the construction industry. John Setka, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Do you support that idea?
Look, I don't support anything being compulsory. I believe in freedom of choice, but at the same time, I believe there is people that have got legitimate concerns about vaccination, genuine health concerns, and you've got to respect that. I just don't buy into some of the ones that just troll the internet all night and get all this misinformation and decide to sort of spread that around. I think it's counterproductive and it's not truthful, and I think we've got to listen to the experts.
And when you say people who are trolling the internet and getting poor information, you're saying that they are, in some cases, construction workers, are they?
Oh, they're construction workers, all walks of life. And you know what? I say, listen to the professors or the doctors with the expertise that know all about it. Don't listen to some construction worker or some factory worker that has trolled the internet, all of a sudden have become experts on COVID.
You've been vaccinated, haven't you?
Yes, I've had my first jab, and my reception on my phone's never been better. That was a joke, sorry. I've had my first jab. I had no side effects. I had the Pfizer one, and I'm just waiting for notification to have my second one.
You say you don't support mandatory vaccination, though. If this is the only way that your industry is going to stay open, given that there are so many infection sites across construction now, and that seems to be a major problem in this outbreak, it's possible that the state government might not allow you to open. You may stay shut. You may be shut down.
Well, at the moment, we're on the verge of being shut down, Virginia, and part of it is because of this anti-vax lobby, and the government is concerned by that. So we've got an obligation to keep people working. I mean, it is not helpful for a couple of 100,000 construction workers to be sitting at home. It's not going to help the economy. And it's going to be absolutely disastrous for them and their families and for the economy. We're committed to helping rebuild this economy. We want construction workers to keep working, keep earning money, keeping other businesses afloat. It would just be disastrous. And for a handful of people to be sort of, I'll be honest, there's people out there that'll smoke an ice pipe, do lines of speed or coke, whatever they do, recreational drugs, who knows where they've been made, smoke 9 packets of cigarettes a day and drink, half a pub of beer, but then say, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I mean, I don't really buy that. That's not. But at the same time, there is some people with legitimate concerns, health concerns over being vaccinated, and I think we've got to respect that. You know, we've got to actually look into it and treat each individual case.
As I mentioned before, health officials and professionals have told me on this program, there really aren't many medical reasons why you can't get vaccinated, apart from a serious anaphylactic reaction to a vaccination. There really aren't many. So when you say there are legitimate reasons not to get vaccinated, in your mind, what are they, John Secker?
Well, I'll give you an example. I know one person who's had a relative that was perfectly fine. They got immunised, this is years ago, immunised. And unfortunately, it's had massive side effects, and the person's not normal anymore. It's retarded, and they say it was from that. So because of that,
this is just hearsay, though, John, isn't it? This is a story on a story on a story.
Well, to them, it's a legitimate concern, Virginia. They have a legitimate concern because they've lived it, they've experienced it, and you've got to a certain point respect that. But that's a very small, very very small number. What I'm saying is I think the vast majority of anti-vaxxers, whilst they're entitled to their opinion, I mean, look, you can go on the website. When you have something wrong with you, sometimes you go on the website. I've done it myself. You know, you've got a sore foot. You go on a website and before you know it, by the time you're trolling everything, you're amputating both your feet. So it is a dangerous thing to go onto some of their websites and just troll the internet. The experts are out there. They've got the legitimate information. That's what we're following. We're pro-vaxxing. We're running radio ads. As an industry, all the builders, the unions, we're pro-vaxxing. We're running a very heavy campaign encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. And I think information, they ought to get the proper information out there. And I think there's a lack of that going out there to the public. And that's why people have, there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. And
Well, there's also a pretty low level of compliance on building sites. And, you know, from the very beginning of the pandemic until now, and this morning as I logged on, there was the text message straight away. Complaints about building sites where workers are not wearing their masks, where they're not socially distancing, where they're behaving as if we're not in a pandemic. I've got one here I can read about, a building site in Balaclava, where the site manager said to someone's granddaughter, showed them to the tea room, the baby changing room, the lavatories, and invited her daughter to come by and use the facilities any time. Why are so many of your members, why have they been refusing to comply with the same health orders that all the rest of us have worked so hard to be good at?
Well, I disagree with that. There's going to be a handful of people around the place that obviously don't follow the rules. Our sites, especially our gold standard sites, it has been proven during the height of the pandemic last year, a construction site was one of the safest places to be. We, on the gold label sites that have got the heat sensing, the temperature testing, everything, they've got COVID marshals, we have not had one outbreak. They're safe. But you're always going to, in a massive industry like ours, which employs over 300,000 people, I mean, you're always going to get people, you know, you can't get everyone to follow the rules, unfortunately. But I disagree with the concept. Construction workers are doing their bit. They are keeping it safe.
Right. I've got to tell you, I mean, I've got the messages, you know, it's pouring in. Here we go. I don't see anyone wearing masks in the local building sites. This is Helen in Northcote. I walk past regularly. If they want the privilege of working while most industries are closed, with more than a third of all current cases in this sector, then they should have to be vaccinated. Your response?
Look, I'm not denying that there is some people that are probably flouting the rules like you get everywhere else, but the vast majority of construction workers, that's why we have not had massive outbreaks in the construction industry, it is because most people are following the rules. You're always going to get a small minority that aren't.
Except now, of course, and now we've got some very high numbers, and that's why the state government's looking at it. John Secker is with you, Secretary of the CFMEU. Two quick last questions before I let you go. If this is made mandatory, do you believe many people will exit the industry, or the industry won't have enough workers to actually function?
I don't think that'll be the case. I think people will, the decision will be made for them, and I think the majority of people will get vaccinated. I mean, no one wants to sit at home. We've seen the airline travel industry, they've been at home since April last year, and the thought of that is just terrible. And construction workers know we're on the verge of being closed down, and I know construction workers will do what's best for the construction industry and for the economy and for themselves and their families. And most will go get vaccinated, and we'll keep the industry going and keep it safe.
John Secker, I can't have you on without asking you about the assault claims made against you from your wife. Have police spoken to you about that yet?
All I can say, because I'm very limited, I can't actually say anything, right, to be honest, but I have not been charged. I have not been, there's a lot of, look, over the years there has been many, many allegations made against me, which always amount to nothing, and that's about all I can say. I have not got one concern or one worry in the world, and if people want to listen to false allegations, it's up to them, but that's all I can say, and... I walk around, I hold my head up high, I've got nothing to be ashamed of, I've done nothing wrong, and all I can say is thank God for the Victorian Police Force and thank God for them actually being there and being witnesses to what actually happened. That's all I can say.
Have they actually formally interviewed you or spoken to you about this yet?
I can't talk about it, but okay. The police were there, I was not charged, and I left of my own... voluntarily, which I was doing anyway. So, yes.
But you say you have no case to answer there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have no case to answer. I've got four witnesses, and I think if you needed the witnesses that were present, no one better than the VicPol who had their body cams running. That's all I can say. I can't really say any more on it. But
Well, thank you for joining us today. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, Virginia.